Country 96.1 presents American Idol for Dummies. No, not you. We mean the person sitting next to you.
Candy, and away we go.
Let's do it, baby. I got the gloves on.
All right,
the boxing gloves.
I know. They did the songs of the year of their birth, Candy.
Yes, they did.
Let's start with Casey Abrams. He did Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
He was fantastic.
Oh, I disagree. Let's play it and we'll discuss.
Okay.
Hello, hello. With the lights out. It's a danger. Here we are now. Entertainer. I feel stupid. And contagious.
Now, why do you think that was good?
First of all, I'm a big Nirvana fan.
Uh-huh.
I think he did an excellent job and gave it his own little twist. I love the guy.
Okay, let me tell you why. I do like him, but let me tell you why his performance stunk. Jennifer Lopez said it best. When Kurt Cobain sang it, he didn't scream. It sounded like he was screaming, but he sang. What Casey did, he got up there and was just a maniac, and he sounded awful.
I don't think he sounded awful. He took a big risk during a Nirvana song like that, and I think it came off okay.
Okay, listen, I know he's not going home. He's one of the most popular people on the show. I agree with that. Lauren Elena, this is your girl doing Melissa Etheridge.
I was disappointed.
Not great. Here she goes.
The wall and hold her till the screaming is gone. Who won't believe her when she tells it?
I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it either. I don't know what's happened to this girl.
And I don't think she's going home, but pretty awful.
It was pretty awful. And I happen to think that maybe her ego needs to get checked.
Possibly. James Durbin, who, let me say this, I love Candy.
I think he's fantastic, too.
But I did not like the arrangement they put together. I'll Be There for You by Bon Jovi. It's supposed to be a slow ballad. And he would have been better served doing that. They did an up-tempo thing. Here he is.
I'll be there.
Not a good arrangement, Candy.
No, it wasn't. But I thought he did well.
And two more for you. Here's Pia, who did Whitney Houston.
First of all,
yes. Oh, should I stop? Oh, Candy wants to talk.
I do. Did you see, you know, how they all go back to their birthdays and their parents speaking? How cute she was at three.
She was amazing. She was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's beautiful now.
Yes.
Here she is.
And now that I'm here with you, I'll never let you go. I look into your eyes, and now I know.
Now, Pia could be a pop star, Candy.
You know what? She's the dark horse in this race right now.
She's very good. And, of course, Scotty McCreery, who did Travis Tritt, and we'll say it again. Candy, this kid, out of the 10 seasons that I've been watching Idol, the most career-ready person I've ever seen. Because let me make this point. When Carrie Underwood was at this point in the show, no one was really sure what she'd be. You didn't know she'd be this big. This kid is going to be a country superstar. A lot has to do with his voice. Here he is.
And I cast my cares upon you. Can you stand a heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these things.
Candy, do you know what they're doing in Nashville right now?
They are really getting nervous is what they're doing. If you're a male country singer, you're like, oh my goodness, this kid is better than I am.
I had another idea. I thought all the songwriters in Nashville are in their rooms right now, writing as many songs for Scott McCreery as they possibly can.
It's crazy. I mean, he should just sign a contract and bow out of the competition.
Now, I will say this on our Facebook, My Country 96.1. Scott brings up a great point. He loves Stefano, okay?
Yes.
Stefano is a great singer, but let me tell you my problem with Stefano. The guy, to me, he's like a Chris Allen, Lee DeWise. What's he going to be? Who's going to play him? What kind of artist is he? That's
what bothers me. Until last night, I didn't even notice him.
Yeah, and that's what bothers me. Got a great voice. Bothers me a little bit about Stefano, but he is a great, great singer. There's your Idol for Dummies. We'll have your full recap tomorrow as well. With the kickoff, we'll see who goes home tonight. And, of course, you can catch everything about Idol for Dummies at our website, licountry.com. We post it later on in the Fathead and Candy Jock page.